Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. A 45-13 loss for your team up at Boston College on Saturday, but certainly did some good things in that game. Give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, I mean, disappointed. You know, I don't know if we played as well as we could, especially on defense. You know, offensively, you know, we did some really good things. You know, we had, you know, 12 big plays in the game. We moved the ball. We ran for 215 yards against a really stout group. So, you know, we took that away as a very positive. Shot ourselves in the foot a few times with some penalties and some negative yardage plays. But I thought for the most part offensively, we did a nice job defensively. You know, they leaned on us. And, you know, they had two or three tight ends in there, and they were so big and physical and well-coached. And, you know, we were hanging on, you know, for dear life a lot. But, you know, our kids fought, especially I think our defensive line fought really well. You know, and in special teams, we held our own and, you know, didn't give up anything big and you know, did a nice job there. So, you know, I wish we'd played a little bit better on defense, you know, and then converted a little bit more on offense. We, you know, maybe made it a little bit closer. But, you know, it was a good football team we lost to.
You've been doing this a while and have played a bunch of these FBS games and sometimes a Power 5 game like this. Just in general, what are you able to learn about your team and take away from games like that as you get ready to head into the conference portion of the schedule?
Well, you know, I felt good about our offensive line and how they stacked up. We didn't give up a sack. You know, we run for 215 yards. You know, that you take that away, you know, take that and say, you know, that's a good sign because we need to run the football to win this year. So, you know, we took that out of it. You know, we had some explosive plays, which was a great sign, too. I think our quarterbacks managed the game really well. That was a positive sign. You know, I don't know if we, you know, a couple young guys on the defensive line kind of stood up pretty good and grew up a little bit. So, you know, that makes you feel good. But probably not a lot on defense we can take and say, you know, wow, we feel good about that. You know, so it, you know, we got to play better on defense, and we will. You know, they were good.
You touched on Joe's performance, leading with 70 yards of that 215. But freshman Savon Smith gets some action in there in the fourth quarter, 10 carries for 66 yards. What do you like about him?
He's got some quicks to him. He's got pretty good vision. He can make you miss. You know, I don't know if his outright speed's tremendous, but. You know, he can make you miss. And again, you know, I think, you know, he was going against their twos. But, again, you know, it's still ACC players, scholarship players. And so really, you know, excited about him. And we'll get him in the rotation some.
We really didn't have a chance to talk after week one about your new receivers, Charlie Fessler and Keaston Fuller. And not only did they play well in week one, but Charlie, 7 catches for 65 yards. Keaston had his first touchdown as a Spider, I think, 6 catches, 60 yards in that game. How have those guys fit into your offense?
Really well. I mean, they're both doing a great job. They for the most part, they block. They know their assignments. They're professional, how they go about business. Their leadership is really good. It was nice to see Keaston get a touchdown catch in that game. You know, he made some people miss and broke some tackles. We got to figure out ways to get those guys the ball and continue to do that. And we got to get the rest of our wide receivers to step up. We really haven't had, other than those two guys, we hadn't had anybody really step up and play, you know, to their capabilities. And, you know, if we don't get a couple, three more to step up, you know, we'll run the ball every snap and then throw to Charlie and Keaston every snap. So, you know, we got to get some guys to step up and play better. But those two guys are fantastic for us.
We're here with Richmond head coach Russ Huseman. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. You touched on maybe some disappointment with the defense up at Boston College, but Trent Williams, Daniel Jones, two guys that sort of stood out, 10 tackles apiece. Were they? How did you feel about their play and their contribution Saturday?
you know, good and bad, up and down. You know, Daniel's unbelievable effort guy, and got people on the ground, which was pretty good. Trent, for the most part, probably other than three or four plays, played really solid. You know, he kind of a couple mistakes there that hurt us a little bit, but, you know, he's a physical kid, smart kid. So, you know, if we can cut down on, you know, just some mental lapses defensively, you know, we should be all right, because those two kids can play. I don't question that.
Kind of media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach Huseman, you've had the one game that was a blowout and you won, and one game that was sort of a blowout and you lost. Are you still having a difficult time figuring out who the Spiders are, or do you have a good idea?
I was surprised you got on so late. I thought you were taking the day off, John, but that's good to hear from
you. No, sir.
Thank you. You never take a day off. I know that. You know, it is hard. You know, obviously we did in the first game, we did what we had to do. You know, I think the thing that you take out of these two games that, you know, we got to play a lot of people. We got to see some young guys play that, you know, sometimes when you play evenly matched games, you know, early, you don't get to see them as much. And we got some valuable experience with, you know, some young guys that haven't played a lot. You know, Aaron Banks got to play some, and our two inside guys, the two tackles, Ray Eldridge and Aiden Murray, you know, held their own and looked like they grew up a little bit. So I think these two games, we got to look at a lot of people and probably played everybody that traveled with us in this game. For the most part, we had a couple freshmen that traveled that we took, but we knew we weren't going to play them at this time. So it's good to get people reps and see people grow up, and I think that's going to help us down the line.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Russ, your CAA opener on Saturday as Elon comes to town. As you've started to study the Phoenix, what are some of the challenges that they'll present for you?
Well, they're really good. I think, you know, I've kind of watched them on offense a little bit. I just kind of started watching them on defense. I think they're skilled kids, and their quarterback and their tight end and then the freshman running back are just as good as anybody in the league. And I'm not just blowing smoke there. They're really talented at their skill positions. I love their quarterback. Obviously, we didn't play against him last year, but 2 years ago as a true freshman, and he was impressive. So I think, you know, I think they can win a lot of games just based on, you know, the skill and the talent that they have and how they, you know, throw and catch and their schemes. You know, I think they do a great job. They're well coached, no question about that. Defensively, they're always talented on defense, and they're stout and physical. So we, you know, our work's cut out for us. I mean, we're going to have to play well. But the last 2 years have been good games, and even last year we weren't, you know, where we need to be as far as Richmond football. And you know, we had that thing. It was a 7-point game, and we had the ball a couple times. You know, with opportunities, move it down the field and didn't get it done. You know, they stepped up and made plays when they had to. So, you know, I think it'll be a great game. But, you know, obviously we're going to have to play well to have a chance here and probably play better than we did. Not probably. We're going to have to play a lot better than we did this past week. But excited. I mean, you know, it seems like we played them early 2 years ago and then early this time. And, it's good to be back at home, but we know they're well coached and they got a good football team.
You mentioned not having to face Davis Cheek a year ago, but like you said, you faced him as a freshman. How are they different with him at the controls?
Well, I think their passing game expands way more. They trust him. I don't think he's thrown an interception in his last 160 something attempts. Which tells you a lot about his decision making. Obviously, they won't run him quite as much as they ran the guy that played against us last year. The guy that played against us last year, I know he's a DB now, but he did a nice job against us last year. Not only running it but throwing it. But if I remember, I just watching Davis on film, talented player, quick release, and makes great decisions. He's not gonna throw the ball to you. And I think when you got a quarterback that you know is going to make the right decisions, I think positive things happen for him. But excellent player. He's one of the one or two best in the league.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks. See you guys.
All right, see you.